know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Hey, Heart Singers, welcome to the Heart Sing podcast. I'm Addie Beal. I help women believe in themselves again and dream big and dare to become. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you one of my clients who is doing just that in this law of the seven spiritual laws that we are going into this week, the law of intention and desire, how she's really embraced this law, I think unknowingly really, and put it into action. And things are clicking for her right now. So I really want to share about how I see this law working with her in her weight loss journey and the creating of her future self and daring to believe that she can ultimately. So we're going to do that today, but never fear, you will leave today's episode with three easy practices to put into place. And this week is fun. This is like my most favorite law, just so you know. Okay. Maybe I say that every week, but this one really is for sure. Okay, quick recap of where we've been so far on our seven spiritual laws as we're applying them to weight loss and all our other big ass goals, of course. But we're taking this from Deepak Chopra's book, looking at these laws and each week just challenging ourselves to put them into action in our lives, even if it's one small little thing. You never know where that next little shift is going to come for you. So listen up as you're driving, doing dishes, walking, whatever you are doing for yourself right now, as that's how most of us podcast. And just grab one little thing that you can take and put into place for yourself. So to recap where we've been so far on our journey, we experienced law one of pure potentiality, and this was being silent, communing with nature, practicing non-judgment. We had a lot of people in the Heart Sing podcast community that week getting out with their feet in the earth, some people even in the freezing cold snow. Very proud of you, young Jedi. And then we headed into law two, practicing giving and receiving. So taking a gift everywhere you go with you. And it doesn't have to be a physical gift, right? Just like an emotional love, sprinkling them with a little magic dust. And then remembering to receive all the gifts of life. So like opening your heart, opening your face to the sun, to experience the wind, to all of these gifts that are right around you all day long. And not just in nature, right? From other people. And then making the commitment to keep that circulating. So we're just keeping that going. And the third law, the law of karma. So now we're leveling it up a bit, right? We're witnessing all our choices. We're saying, hey, is this really choosing? Is this choice serving my highest self? Am I making the best choice to get me to my desired results, right? Where I want to go. And asking our hearts, like leaning into intuition to look for the direction we want to go. And then last week, we did the law of least effort. And this is the one I think we struggle with the most, just letting it go. Like that concept that doing less, you get more is so polar opposite for us. So in this, understanding that the acceptance, having to accept the moment just as it is right now, and then taking responsibility for it. So not blaming, you're no longer the victim, and then stepping into defensivelessness and remaining open, surrendering to all the possibilities out there. And this heads us into this week of intention and desire. So now we're really putting these dreams into motion and action and understanding that these laws of the universe, this energy, this learning to manipulate the energy in the quantum realm, right? If we want to talk law of attraction, you know, we understand that what you are putting out there, you're getting more back. Now, how do we actually put this into practice? So as Deepak Chopra shares with us in this chapter, All of what you're going to learn today about intention and desire, if you just learn to do this, you can manipulate all energy into whatever desired outcome you want as rapidly as you want to, as long as you're not violating these other laws of spiritual living. So all those other things we went over in the past weeks are important too. And this is why it's bigger. And this is why when I go see Renee, or when you guys go see Renee Spears, our spirit guide channeler and the Abundology podcast host, when we go see Renee, she's like, just enjoy it. Just be present. Enjoy the moment. And we're over here fighting it. And Renee is 100% right, right? Like, we need to move to the space to enjoyment of each present moment and releasing the attachment to the outcome. And that is what this law is. So I'm going to dive in a little bit about why, and then we're going to get into how you can practice this this week, and how I think, because my client Lola is really clicking her weight loss right now and her creation of her future self, I just see that click going on, and how I see parts of what she's put into place for herself in her journey have guided and aided her in getting to this click, okay? So let's kick it off with starting to understand the difference between intention, desire, attention. Like, what is all this stuff, right? What does it mean when we have intention or attention on something, right? These are like, and we think we know the meaning of these words, but how does this relate to how we create energy? So the idea that energy and information is everywhere in nature, and we are just this wiggle in the universe. I love that idea of just being a wiggle, right? Like, we are part of the universe. The universe is our extended body. And as we teach meditation and get into that more, we dive into that concept a lot deeper. But let's just say, and just ride with me here if this is really far out there, but everything is energy. And they're proving this now, right? Science can see and understand the quantum realm. We understand energy on this level, that everything is energy, okay? Rocks are energy, birds, grass, we are energy. So we humans are capable of realizing the energy. That's how we're different from the grass and the trees and all of that, right? We have this conscious awareness and of this extended body that is everything. And so this consciousness we can change by these two qualities, and it's the attention and intention. So the attention energizes what you want, and the intention transforms it. So we want to figure out how to do these two things, because then we can create whatever the fuck we want. How amazing is that, right? So wherever you put your attention to, it grows. This is good old law of attraction. You guys all know this stuff, right? Where you put your attention, it grows, and where you remove it, it withers away. And I was thinking about this with my skin, because when it gets really irritated, I'm scratching, I'm constantly thinking about it. It's on my mind the whole time, and I'm getting more and more irritated. And of course, it's growing, it's expanding. Versus if I go and remove my attention from it, I go into meditation, I go appreciate nature, it will dissipate, right? When I'm truly being in the present moment and away from being so irritated by it. And this is where I know I'm headed, understanding healing. Okay, so now to get to intention. So the intention triggers this transformation. So how does that happen? So your intention is the future focus. That's where where we want to go. But the difference with intention and desiring something. So you desire something, you have a goal. There's an attachment to the outcome of it when you desire a goal, when you desire an object. Intention fully releases the attachment to the outcome. So when we set an intention and we hand it over to the universe, we get the F out of the way and let the universe do its job, which, by the way, for me, is the hardest friggin' thing to do, right? Like, this is why my word of the year, you guys have heard me talk about during this whole series, has been surrender, has been allow. And I feel like I'm finally getting here with the surrendering and learning to how to be surprised when the universe brings it. So this idea, this concept that my future self that creates $1 million or is 162 pounds, that I'm not attached to that outcome, although I'm saying to the universe, I desire it, which means there's some attachment to that, right? In the desire, I see this thing I want. But as I set an intention for it and I release it and I say, okay, universe, now surprise me, and I'm going to stay in the present moment, allowing this intention to guide me where I want to show up, but not be the source of action. I know, right? Don't throw your hands up. I promise we'll get there, you guys, right? So this infinite organizing power of the universe, think of it like this. The power that the universe has, right, that all beings have, we can look at nature for the true, to see the true power in everything, right? And think about our bodies, how it has the ability to do so many different things at the same time, just like the earth can do so many different things. This is the power of intention. This is how you manifest real time, is to understand that this organizing power is infinite, is that there isn't any single way to get to any outcome, and that you are not driving the outcome, that we just have to release and let go and let the universe do its job. I know, right? How do I go make a goal, move toward a goal, and get out of the way to let the universe do its job? And that, my friends, is the where the living in joy and being in your true present moment awareness comes into play. So accepting this moment as it is and not struggling. So us and me not having the struggle against my skin, against the scale, judgment, being in judgment, all these other laws we've gone over, being in pure enjoyment. The more and more we can keep ourselves there in this present moment awareness, the more we're going to realize this infinite organizing power of these things we desire. So think of it like this. You have your goal and you're going to set your goal and you're going to release it to the universe, and you're just going to trust the universe to organize things because you're going to stay in that vibration. You're going to stay in the present moment. You're not going to struggle. You're going to accept things as it is, and you're going to do all these other laws. Remember the law of karma. So we're witnessing, we're making those healthy, good choices for ourselves. We are giving, we're receiving, we're abiding along the lines of these other laws while we're releasing this infinite organizing power, right? These desires. So this desire is what most of us do, right? We have this attachment to the goal, and then we head into judgments and thoughts and limiting beliefs and all these things that get in our way and make it become a struggle to get to our goal instead of the joy of the journey. You always hear about this, right? It's the joy of the journey. How many of you out there are feeling, yeah, I'm feeling the joy of the journey? I can truly say I do now, but not all the time, you guys, right? It's not always rainbows, but I do see and I recognize the joy I have in my challenges. And now I kind of look for them and I look, okay, what am I to overcome here? It does not mean it's comfortable for me yet. I'm anxious to get to that part where it's comfortable, which of course is keeping me in the uncomfortable because of the anxious part. Release attachment, Slayer. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay. Intention, you guys, intention for the future, attention is now. So accepting it as is, and stop fighting, stop judging yourself, stop battling, stop struggling against it. It keeps you where you are. Instead, we're going to put our present moment's focus on enjoying the moment. And I would offer you this, that enjoying the moment doesn't mean shoving our face with the hostess cupcakes. And this is where I'm going to give you the example of my client Lola. And she was just out here for her retreat. So we've been working all year on her creating Bahama Lola. Well, she's been working on this. I'm part of her team. Listen to what she's done. So Lola has created, she stepped back from, she has a goal for the year where she wants to lose this big impossible weight loss goal, right? Like as we do, we pick the big goal, we're moving toward it, but yet still under there, she doesn't believe it's possible yet, but she's moving toward it and she's identifying from her future self what she wants, and we call her Bahama Lola. And so everything we are doing, because she's even committed to this year with coaching, she's committed, she's got a a shaman, and she's got an acupuncturist. She's got what she calls her team of, we'll have to ask her. Maybe I can get her to tell us what her team is that she's put together. But she's put this wellness team together for herself with a long-term impact, and she has strategic goals around it. It's great. Well, Lola runs a business, so she very much is running her next version of herself like a business, and I'm loving this, and I'm like, okay, I want to share with you guys because I see her clicking right now, and it's been quite a few months we've been working together, and but the whole time I'm checking in, and even though we're not seeing the scale move a whole lot, she's like, I'm happy where I'm at. And I thought, you know, a lot of people say that it's okay, but they're not really feeling okay with it. And she truly was not struggling against it. She was allowing the digging up of the old limiting beliefs, the accepting herself right where she was at, and really working to design her future how she wanted it to be. And so this is what hit me this week when I was doing this. I'm like, oh my God, that's why Lola is clicking, is because she doesn't have this attachment to the outcome. Even though she has this ultimate desire to be this healthier version of herself, and she's got all her reasons, and we're still working through a lot of that stuff, but that she has released this specific attachment with such an attitude of being curious and having fun with it, and really just accepting and watching herself and really becoming this observer more and more, seeing herself judge herself on the scale and saying, okay, that doesn't matter. We don't do this. You know, this is just telling us what's working, what's not working, going and writing herself through it, gathering her skills to move through. And as she's doing this, the scale is moving down. You know, so when she came out here for the retreat we had over the weekend, we did our superfoods and we dug into a lot of limiting beliefs. We did all of these things. And when she got back, she put them in action. But I'm telling you that it wasn't just the kind of changing of the food. What she's done is she shifted how she's showing up in the moments and how she's making decisions. So she's practicing the law of karma all the time now. She's saying, okay, you know what? I want to go out here and enjoy this, so I'm not going to do this right now, right? I'm not going to eat this thing because I want that thing. She's making these choices. And as she gets toward Bahama Lola more and more, those choices are going to keep leveling up because she's making conscious, aware choices, right? She's practicing all of these laws of practicing non-judgment with herself, of receiving the gift she can from right where she's at in the moment, from the people around her, and giving and allowing this acceptance, accepting the moment right where she is in that moment, seeing herself flare up and judge and step back and say, okay, what do I do with this information? This is so key, you guys. And so we have spent, what has it been, about 4 or 5 months now, really building Bahama Lola, building that future self. She went to the Bahamas and she just was like, I want to be more like her. It happened like at the beginning of our coaching time together, and she had the most magnificent time. And before she went, we said, okay, how do you really want to be? How do you want to show up? And she showed up like this person that dared to go to the pool in a two-piece, that was out there walking and doing all the things in the morning she wanted to do, that was making choices while she enjoyed things she wanted to do, but made choices that didn't cause a weight gain when she came back, that she started to build that capability and that confidence with herself that, you know what, I can become this person that lives the life she wants to live and can still eat, can still enjoy my life. And so this week, actually, we're working on defining what does that food look like? You know, how does future Bahama choose to eat? You know, we're using the Viome gut health test. And for me and my future with this is understanding that my microbiome is driving like what I need in my body to create the healthiest environment. I don't see myself ever stopping getting this. And I see technology just driving what we're going to eat more and more and more. I think eventually this will just be how we are. like we'll know what our body needs. It's going to pop out of a machine somewhere, and we're going to laugh at those of us sitting here on podcasts even talking about what a drama this was, right? We're just going to turn to science for the answers of it. So she's becoming the scientist of her life. But this is where the law of intention and desire comes in, okay? And especially with her situation. So she saw that I want to be this carefree, relaxed version of myself that I was in the Bahamas, where I could make choices, I could be healthy, I could live my life and feel so good with me. And so creating that vision of what it looks like as she's getting to her highest and healthiest self, using that as our ground base. And so allowing that intention to constantly be released to the universe. This is the desired outcome, is what she's already experienced. She's already there having this experience. And so the intention being that just gets better and better as she goes, right? Like, what ultimately does that intention look like? And then we release it, let it go. And she's in the moment saying, you know what? I'm not even going to eat a cupcake today because I'm going to have two pieces of pizza on Friday, right? Like making those choices that before was like getting FOMO because everyone else is eating stuff. And so I said this week, did you experience FOMO? And she's like, no, she did not at all. I was like, well, why do you think you didn't? And she was like, well, I had made the decision. Or she made the decision that she was going to have this and not that. She was practicing the law of karma. She was witnessing herself in the moment. She was watching herself, how she was responding to things and choices she was making. And it's really can be that simple, you guys. Getting this vision, this dream, and it really hit me today. I'm like, this helping women believe that you can, right? I had Kim in another one of our groups yesterday, and I know I don't usually talk about everyone this much, but I have to share because I'm just seeing so much of it around me all the time. So Kim, my little cokehead, we like to call her. Hi, Kim, because she was addicted to coke. And she's like, it's become a non-thing. And in her learning, she's starting to believe. When I first met her, she was like, I can't lose weight. I could never lose weight. That can never happen. And now she's starting to believe she can, that she can be capable. And it took a few months of her daring to envision, daring to dream, and just taking small little steps to stay in the moment. And so this is the thing, when we're looking for that quick pill, you guys, when we're looking for that way to go, like just how I was, my 300-pound ball of misery, just cut me open already, sew my stomach up, and let me just effing move on with it, because clearly that's a problem. If you just get me skinny, everything else will be okay. I'll figure it out, which of course we know is not the case, right? This understanding, this belief that I am capable, that I'm worthy, that I am loved, that I'm accepted just as I am. This is what we're all struggling with. The self-worth, the belief that we can and we will. And so when we're doing this, when you're doing this exercise this week, you guys, I want you to really think of these dreams you want and that you're going to release them. And then you're going to trust the universe to bring it to you. So I want you to get really clear about what you want. This is what we do at the Me First Guide Experience. It's what we do in the sisterhood. It's what I do with all my clients that sets us apart. You need to get clear about this. And so many of us don't know how to dream, right? I have future self podcasts on this free podcast for you. You can go listen to those. I've got visioning things that you can come and get. As I'm saying that, I'm like, oh, you know what? I never put that out. I'm going to challenge myself to put that out this week. If it's not, you guys can all blow me up at slayer@namaslayer.com. Send me your emails and I will send you visioning, free visioning, 20-minute downloads for you to get. I want you to get clear about who she is so you can release that intention. And then you practice being in the moment and enjoying the moment and watching all the stuff that comes up and then becoming the observer of, okay, why am I not? And I notice over here, I enjoy myself more when I do journal about it or when I do meditate, when I get out in nature, whenever you find out what that thing is for you. So here's the three practices for this week. So you can be like Lola, be like Kim, be like these women that are starting to dare to believe that they can put it into action and become Bahama Lola, Coke Free Kim, right? Like, what's that sexy body look like when you're at goal, Kim? Have you dared to imagine that yet? Right? How close can you get to envisioning who she's going to be? And as I'm saying this to you guys, it's coming right back at me because I know this is my block too. And releasing it to the universe is seeing this final version of myself that is at this 162. It's part of me still can't quite see her. You know, I see these thin women when I was out walking downtown Knoxville the other day, and I still feel kind of like large and clunky. And I'm like, you know, this is so, it's that, what do they call it? Not the body dysmorphia, or maybe it is that a little bit, but also, you know, I'm just a larger person anyway. And so I guess there's always that kind of that in my thought that always going to be the big girl thing, right? So as I'm working through all my limiting beliefs, which came up when I was working about money, you guys, as I'm working through all this stuff and seeing these limiting beliefs that are still in there that I need to squash out so I can be in the present moment, be in the joy and the love of an acceptance of myself right friggin' now. So I can accept, because you can't struggle against the present moment. Then you don't get anywhere, you guys. So if you see yourself struggling, if you're beating yourself up over your choices, if you've got your head in your hands, oh my God, why did I gain this weight again? What's wrong with me? That is our struggle against the present moment. When you step back from that space of non-judgment, you've released your intention. You've got your big ass dream. You've released it. That's your intention. The intention is for the future, remember? And the desire implies that you have attachment to it. You just want to put attention on it. This is where I'm going. This is the object I want. That's my attention, but I'm going to release the attachment. I'm going to surrender it. I'm going to let the universe deliver it. So here's what you're going to do this week. You're going to make a list of your desires. Like, really, if you haven't done the 100 dreams list yet, or you don't know what this is a great way to start to identify this. Set a timer for 30 minutes and list out 100 things you want. I guarantee you, the first time you do this, you won't even get to 100. If you get to 100 in 30 minutes and you've never dreamed before, I want to hear from you, like stat, because you'll be the first in like 5 years of me doing this exercise. So do that. Get some dreams out. Start to envision. Close your eyes and see yourself in that future space. Where is she? What does she look like? What do you want to be? Do you want to be carefree Bahama Lola? Do you want to be out there walking the beach and floating naked in a pool and wearing your two-piece? Or do you want to be walking in some big city or painting art or, I don't know, stomping on grapes somewhere? Where is your ultimate dream desire? How do you look? How do you feel? What do those things look like around you? So really get this list of these dreams that you want. Only you want these things. I know you think everyone else wants your dreams, but they don't. They're uniquely yours. Make this list of desires, release and surrender them to the universe. So how do you do that, right? So look at them before you go into meditation, before you go into just being still. If you don't know how to yet to meditate, to get in that space we call the gap, the space between the thoughts, look at your list. Go and just be still and be present somewhere. Look at your list. No phone, no anything. Go sit in nature. Close your eyes and release it. Just let it go. And practice your present moment awareness. So that's all you got to do this week, you guys. Make your list of desires. You can do the 100 dreams if you want. Or just sit down and write down, what is your future self? Like, if you could have anything in the world, what would it look like? Write down those like 5 things. And then release and surrender them. Carry this list around with you. Release and surrender it all the time. And then practice your present moment awareness. This is the most fun law to practice. And this you will see over and over again in all manifesting things and all law of attraction. There's reason, you guys. The universe will go fetch for you. I told you that story, didn't I, that we were doing Get Rich Lucky Bitch in the Abundance Circle, which you're welcome to come join, by the way. And we were doing this, and she was talking about how there's this dog on stage at some, I don't know, one of these game shows or something. And the dog was to fetch 100 things on stage. And she'd be like, go get the bone, go get the chicken, go get the rooster. And the dog went and got all these things. Denise is like, the universe is just like that. It's waiting to deliver. It's waiting to put into practice this infinite organizing power to your benefit. Because remember what we learned last week, that this is how we grow, like the blade of grass grows. You're planting the seeds for the things you want. The universe is waiting, just waiting to know so it can bring it to you. So Deepak shares in here too that when you plant that seed, you go and you plant these seeds of desires. You don't go root them up all the time. You let them grow. You let the universe cultivate and bring it to you in the way it's going to bring it to you. So you don't constantly go back and think that you have to struggle, that you have to push, that you're creating it. It's like, get your ego ass out of the way, Ad, and let the universe create some friggin' magic. So you do the same, my heart singer, and let's see how we can believe, become, be, and light this bitch up this week. All right, until next week, I'll see you lighter and later. My Weight Watcher teacher used to say that. I don't know where the frick that came from, but I'm leaving it. I'll see you lighter and later, my witches and bitches. I love you to pieces. Slay her out.